Welcome to Detox to Rehab's True Stories of Addiction podcast series. Today's guest is Dustin as he shares his story of recovery.
I started off as a teenager drinking, smoking marijuana, like a lot of us do. Did the Grateful Dead scene. I was a deadhead in the early 90s. And then after Jerry died, I did the rave scene. Or mid-90s, I tried crystal meth for the first time. We laid them out like there were lines of cocaine. I laid there for 3 days in my bed, unable to go to work, staring at the ceiling, wondering when this was going to stop. And I decided at that point that whatever this drug was, it wasn't for me. And when I was involved in the rave scene, I remember some guys, we were at an after party, and they were sitting there with a broken light bulb, smoking this substance. This was a little different experience for me. I actually enjoyed it. Then in 2000, my daughter was born. I stopped doing all mind-altering substances. For a few years, I came to Phoenix, Arizona in May of 2008. I was arrested for armed robbery on a taxi cab driver. And that was probably one of my lowest points. And you would think it would have been enough to make me address my problems. And I did. I remember doing the Alpha program at Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, and Sheriff Joe's program worked for me for about 3 days after I got out. She put me in a couple different halfway houses, and I started to become familiar with recovery. I would always get to the part about God. Whenever I would hear the word God, I wanted to turn and run in the other direction. I finally got off probation after 5 years. I didn't need to stay clean anymore. And this is a point in which I started using intravenously. I'll never forget when my son was 2 years old, we went to get his vaccinations, and the nurse stuck him in the leg. And when she pulled the shot out, I just watched this one little tiny drop of blood just grow. I had to get up and leave the room, and right at the threshold of the door, I hit the floor. Crystal meth use took me to a point to where, I would just first started by having somebody else do it for me. Before I knew it, I had the courage to do it myself. I became willing to do whatever it was I needed to do. I was doing crystal meth on a daily basis. I had been for about 10 years. And I was looking up one of my old friends to see how they were doing. And he'd gotten clean, and he had this picture on Facebook and a shirt and a tie and looking all good and big smile. Right after that, the power goes out because somebody didn't pay the empower. And it's raining outside, and I don't want to ride my bike to get more power. And I remember just sitting there and crying. And I cried like a baby, a grown man crying like a baby. I made the decision the following week that I was going to come to Phoenix and get clean. And when I came to Phoenix, and if they had told me at that time that I needed to stand out on Indian School Road in a pink tutu, that's what I would have done to stay clean. The things that they told me I needed to do were pretty simple. I was suggested that I go to meetings. It was suggested that I get a sponsor. It was suggested that I get a service commitment. It was suggested that I find a connection with a power greater than myself. Okay, it doesn't have to be God. It just has to be a power greater than me. That's all it has to be, and this will work for me. And I remember feeling so hopeful, seeing other people with years of recovery time, and they had done it, and I could do it too. I realized that I was absolutely powerless, that I couldn't even find this 20 sack of dope and not do it. So I did it, and I spent a few days high. And I kind of knew then that was going to be it. Right now, July 26, 2014, is the last day I use crystal meth. Today, I have a life that's based solely on recovery. From the time I wake up in the morning till the time I go to bed at night, I focus on the things that I need to do for my recovery. And none of that has anything to do with me. I know at first that was really hard for me to believe. You know, I'm one of those people where I want instant gratification. I want the drive-through window of recovery. I had been running from some of my problems for so long that it was going to take several years to fix some of these things. And some of these things are still coming up, cropping up for me today. Old traffic tickets, old child support payments. Those things crop up for me today, but I don't feel the need to get high over it. I'm slowly but surely dealing with some of the very last amends that I need to make. You know, I hear people talk about, yeah, I have a place, my own place, I have a car, I have a decent job, being grateful for not waking up sick. And I'm one of those people where I'm just grateful to wake up, because there were so many nights where I didn't, so many mornings where I would wake up and, or not wake up or be up, and that sense of, you know, here comes the sun, and what am I going to do today, and where am I going to hide? I've been very involved in service work. I do a lot of service work for my particular fellowship. Overall, that's where I have a tendency to find God, is through my dealings with other people. Nothing stood in the way of me getting my dope. So I've approached my recovery the same way, and nothing has stood between me and my recovery.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next week as we share more true stories of addiction.